At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But our man Will Z is here.
What's up, you guys?
And don't Hold on, Will.
Yeah.
Hang on, Will. I just wanted to point this out since Kenny jumped the rundown a little bit. Don't think I've forgotten about what I'm going to say I told you so about.
Yeah, you keep saying that. I got you.
No, I got you. It's on the way.
We'll see.
Not
You've done this
forgotten.
Before. It's like, ah.
All right. We bring in Will Z of SI. He is a national media writer. He once started as just a guy with us. Now he writes for the national media. What were you going to say, Will?
I don't know. I feel low.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to let it rock, but he does.
I changed
look
my
like he's
computer,
in a high chair.
My desk setup a little, and it's I don't know. I just feel off.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's all right. That's the great thing about the camera. You can adjust it. Like Kenny and I always try to match our heights a little bit, and you know, sometimes it's the chair, sometimes it's the camera. A little like Kyle goes with a little different setup than I do. So you'll find it. It's vibes, and then the way we bring you in on the screen has an effect on it, too. So don't worry too much about that, man. We got you. man, 2-0 to start this homestand, Will. And I know you were particularly happy with the stat from last night's game.
Yeah. So I wrote an article, I think, 2 days ago about the Kings and their assist number. Like 28 assists. For them is the magic number. The record since Zach LaVine made his Kings debut when they have 28 or more assists, 8-1. So like that, and it's a clear line in the sand, like 28, 8-1. I don't remember off the top of my head what they are when they don't hit 28, but it's like 2-8 or something like that.
Mm.
Like they either win when they get more or they lose and they don't with a few anomalies. Mm. So it just... There's something about this team where it's so important for them to get those assists. And I think we've seen it just multiple times now. When their defense is on, it helps their offense so much. And when their defense is not, they just completely collapse. Like, I don't remember there being a team like this where we either kind of get all or nothing.
Mm. So one of the things with that, though, Will, is, and like I said, this is the theme of the day for me. We don't get nothing very often. Like, I think the way people think about this team is it's like super feast or famine. Like, we don't know what we're getting. I think we actually do. Like, they come to compete more times than not. That doesn't mean they're going to win those games, like I continue to say. But once again, I can count on one hand in the 37 games that Doug Christie has coached. That they haven't come to compete. Like they play hard, they get after it. They give themselves an opportunity to win most nights. It's usually something here or there that doesn't go right. Maybe it's the assist or, you know, free throw shooting or whatever on that night. But I think we have a pretty good idea of what this team is and how they come to play every night.
Yeah. Do you think it's just bad timing with the back-to-back-to-back blowout losses that kind of got people feeling so down about the team?
Bad timing. The fact that it was the last thing we saw it for a week straight. So people were down on that. And that's just usually how things go, right? Especially with this particular team. Like this franchise, this team, obviously this front office, they never seem to get the benefit of the doubt from the general public. So when things go bad, it's see, I told you so. After they weren't really able to say, see, I told you so for like 2 weeks. But when it went bad, see, I told you so. And that's just the story of this group. And they've made their own bed. Sometimes they deserve that. But I think it goes to this particular group this year doesn't get the benefit of the doubt when things go wrong.
Yeah, because really, I mean, we're looking at the three blowout losses and then the one Warriors at right after the All-Star break. And even the like the overtime loss to the Pelicans right before the break, like they played fine. They just lost. And that's like a, what is it, 15-game stretch or so? 14, something like that? Like, it's a substantial amount of games to have only four kind of poor performances.
Yeah.
This is a bit of an unfair question. But I'm going to ask for one, and we'll make sure we cover everybody. Who stood out the most to you last night?
I think it was Devin Carter, just because it was the most surprising. And I don't know if he had the like most impact in the game, but definitely the most I didn't see that coming type game. And I might change my answer. Or throw in a caveat, Doug Christie leaving Devin Carter in in the final stretch. So last night were Carter's first ever NBA clutch time minutes. He hadn't recorded a single second before last night. And for him to play the entire way down the stretch, I thought was so gutsy by Doug to leave him in. Like there was such a clear opportunity to bring Keon Ellis back in after Carter committed the foul on Donovan Mitchell for three free throws. There was like, what, 2.5 minutes left or so, give or take? Like, could have easily gone back to Keon, said...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Carter, you did great. You gave us a lot. Let's go back to our like normal or close to our normal closing lineup. But he stuck with it. And I really liked the way that lineup to close the game was balanced with Carter. He wasn't in there to score in the final few minutes. It was very clear what the plan was for DeRozan or Monk, one of those two, to take the shots and everyone else just go out and play defense and rebound. And I thought they executed it really to perfection.
Yeah, it was a heck of a way to close that game. Like you mentioned earlier, Dame, it felt like if you messed up on one possession, the whole game would be done. It felt like the way for the last 3 minutes.
Yep.
And they executed pretty much every single time down, man. So that was great to see. We'll go to the – who else stood out to you in that game last night? Was there anybody else that stood out to you in the game?
Yeah, I really liked Keegan's aggressiveness just from the jump. He came out, took a really deep three in the first quarter. Like, no one on the team was making much of anything. But to see him go out and take those types of shots, he finished the night with 11 field goal attempts, which I think is right around his season average or maybe a little over. But just liked his aggressiveness. And when someone like LaVine is out, you need someone to go out and just shoot the ball. And we've seen Keegan go. Sometimes he'll do that. Sometimes he doesn't. Usually it's not much in between. So for him to come out so early in the game and to have that mindset is really intriguing to me as we get to the end of the season. And it also just his post-game comments. He seems a little looser where he was talking about Carter and he just feels like he's still his stoic self, but not quite as much as we've seen in the past. And it feels like that's kind of both happening on and off the court.
It was, I think one thing that makes last night's win, it's a lot like the Celtics one. We point to that Celtics win that they were able to do that without De'Aaron Fox. To be able to win, you know, I don't think it's crazy that it did not a shot, but I don't think it's crazy for the Sacramento Kings to win a game without Domantas Sabonis. I think you have a really good, you know, backup in Jonas Valanciunas. I think Trey Lyles adds a lot of different dynamics to the team. I think what really made last night's game impressive was that you seemingly lost Zach LaVine and Jake LaRavia, you know, kind of close to the last minute. And you were able to make adjustments and guys were able to step up in those moments, the Trey Lyles, the Devin Carters, and those are all great stories. We could talk about Doug Christie and all of that. But, Will, we started the show making sure we pointed it out. It was basket for basket for basket for basket for basket for basket in the final few minutes, and that was DeMar DeRozan and Malik Monk. They're not the sexy brand-new story that Devin Carter is. It's not the, you know, hey, way to go, Trey Lyles thing. You know, those are your reliable guys right there, and those two came through and absolutely cashed in the fourth quarter when the Kings needed it.
Yeah, and it was nice, just simple offense, too. Like, they knew exactly what they were doing. I'm pulling up the last 5 minutes. Yeah, 5 field goal attempts for DeRozan. He was 3 of 5, 2 for Monk, 1 of 2. Surprisingly, Carter had 2 as well, 1 of 2. But to go up against someone like Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, like, I love Donovan Mitchell. He's probably my favorite non-Kings player in the league. Like, I just love his game. I think he's so fun to watch. And to go up against him shot for shot is so impressive. And it's just, it feels like we're not, the way the Kings team is, DeRozan feels a little forgotten again in terms of storylines and headlines. And LaVine is getting a lot of talk. Carter's getting a lot of talk today, like you said. But at the end of the day, it's DeRozan who's going out there and scoring a game-high 27 and hitting all the shots at the end.
I talked about it earlier. It seems like you only talk about him when he misses the shots. And they want to say that's the problem or that's the reason why they lost, which is unfair to me. But if you look at his numbers, if you look at what he's done this year, he's been excellent for the Kings. Excellent for the Kings. And he's having a fantastic season, and to a certain degree they're here. You know, it's not the best situation, but you've got an opportunity to get into the playoffs, man. Combined with him being able to be healthy and play all these games, I'd hate to see where they'd be at without a DeMar DeRozan this year. They'd be down there with the Pelicans, probably, I think. He's been great this year, and I don't think he gets that just due.
Yeah. And I think I'm back to feeling a little more confident about the play-in situation, where it's anything can happen in one game. Mm-hmm. They'll have to do it twice. But like with this team, it's they have the ability to play perfect for a game. We've seen it two games in a row now, but we've also seen them have the ability to go out and lay a total stinker. And it's like, which version are we going to get? I have no idea, but they're going to be in the situation barring extenuating circumstances. And I don't know if there's anything more they can do to change my mind over the last 14 games, but we're kind of in a just get there and see how it shakes out mode. But with the players, it feels like they have the types of players that are made for that. Kenny, you've been saying it all season, like postseason basketball is a lot of go get a bucket. And we saw last night how important that is and how DeRozan can still do that.
Great stuff, Will. You're one of the few national media members that we can tolerate.
I'm glad you guys still tolerate me.
No, we love you, Will, and we'll be locked in because we're doing it all again tonight.
That's right.
We're doing it all again tonight with the Chicago Bulls. So great stuff, Will. We appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk to you again here very, very soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.